that the one of priests is saved is Takono, Zavono, it began in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it continued in the days of Ezra, but it's certainly Drabonon. It's not the Raita. However, there are a few places where we find a contradiction to this cloud. Firstly, the Birkei Yosef, the Chidor, in Simon Kuflamed Hei, brings the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz is discussing a person who made a Shavuah that he's not going to be a Balkoire. He doesn't want to read to be the Balkoire in front of the Tzibur. And the question is this considered as a Shavuah against a Mitzvah Deiraisa or against a Mitzvah Drabonon? You could make a Shavuah against a Mitzvah Drabonon, but you can't make a Shavuah against a Mitzvah Deiraisa. Now, there's two big Chidushim in this Tashbetz. The one Chiddush is that even if Kriyas HaTorah is going to be a Mitzvah Deraita, but I'm not mechuyev necessarily to be the Balgoire, so why should there be a contradiction between the Shavuah and the Mitzvah? That's one aspect of the Tashbetz which I do not want to discuss today. That's not our subject of topic. But there's another issue, big issue in the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz says it's considered that the Shavuah is in contradiction to a Mitzvah Deraita. Why? Because Kriyas HaTorah is a Mitzvah Deraita. Where in the Torah does the Torah tell us about this Mitzvah? Says the Tashbetz, there's a posuk in Ha'azinu. The posuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Hovu Goydele Legeinu. And the Gemara in Brochus learns from here the Mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. Says the Tashbetz, if Birkas HaTorah is the Deraita, so it has to be that Kriyas HaTorah is the Deraita. There's two big chidushim in this statement of the Tashbetz. The first chidush is that we know that we make Birkas HaTorah every morning, and the poskim hold that Birkas HaTorah is min HaTorah. There's a big discussion how many brachas out of the three brachas that we make are the Deraita. There's two brachas, there's three brachas, but Birkas HaTorah is min HaTorah. From this Tashbetz, firstly we see that Birkas HaTorah that we make every morning is not min HaTorah. Only the Birkas HaTorah that we make when we go, when we call up to the Torah during Kriyas HaTorah, this is the Deraita. That's the first Chiddush in the Tashbetz. Only that Birkas HaTorah is in the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekro V'Goydel Elokeinu. That's first of all. This Chiddush of the Tashbetz, others have also said, the Mishkanes Yankiv and the Be'er Sheva, they also say this Chiddush. But Roy Poskin do not hold like that. This is the first Chiddush of the Tashbetz. That what? That the Birkas HaTorah, the only time that the right is when you get an Aliyah, that's when your Birkas HaTorah is min HaTorah. The second Chiddush that the Tashbetz built on that was, says the Tashbetz, if the only time that Birkas HaTorah is the right is when you called up to the Torah for the Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, it has to be that the Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur is the right. You cannot have a mitzvah drabonon where the bracha on that mitzvah is min HaTorah. So the Tashbetz built two chidushim. The first chidush is that Birkas HaTorah is only min HaTorah when during Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. The second chidush which he built from that was that it has to be that Kriyas HaTorah is Deraita. This is the chidush of the Tashbetz. Consequently, says the Tashbetz, if you made a shvuah not to be a Balkoire, so your shvuah is contradictory in a certain way to a mitzvah Deraita. That's the Tashbetz. Says the Birkei Yosef, what's going on? There's a Gemara in Marupe, the Gemara that we quoted, the Nevi'im Bimei Moshe Rabbeinu were Masakin Kriyas HaTorah. Ezra continued with the Takona. The whole of Kriyas HaTorah, the Tzibur, is a Drabonon. It's a Takona Drabonon, it's not a Raita. How could the Tashbetz derive from this Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekro that the whole of Kriyas HaTorah becomes a Raita? That's the first problem that would like to deal with. The second problem, which is very, very similar, the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Chof Aleph, the Gemara tells us that the Balkoire during laning has to stand, and the person called up to the Torah has to stand. There is a minag that certain people have taken on themselves that the Tzibur also stand, but that's not our halacha. It's a minag, there's Mekoiros, there's big Mekoiros for this minag, a Motchein Shabbos. However, the mitzvah, the chiyuv to stand is only on the Balkoire and the Oile LaTorah. It's learned from a pasuk. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of Matan Torah, "V'ato poi amoidi modi, you stand here with me." So Bal Koireh and the Oilel HaTorah, they have to stand because there's a pasuk which tells them to stand. The Prima Godin in Tofei study asked the question, the whole of Kriyas HaTorah is Midrabono. How can the Torah tell us that there's a chiyuv to stand Bizman Kriyas HaTorah if the whole of Kriyas HaTorah is only Midrabono? Says the Prima Godin, the Gemara does not mean that min HaTorah you have to stand. Certainly it's only a Drabono that you have to stand. When the Gemara brings a pasuk, it's only an asnacht. That's what the Prima Godin says in Tofei Tzadik, the Eli Rabbi says in Kuf Mem Aleph. They all say it's pasuk that the Gemara quoted a pasuk, but it's not a halacha min HaTorah. The Nebukadnezar says, not printed in the Gemara, but in Geis is a separate sefer on Megillah. On that Gemara, the Nebukadnezar asks the question, what happens if a Bal Koireh sat? Is this din ma'akev or it's not ma'akev? Says the Nebuki Yosef, it's certainly me'akev. Why? Says the Nebuki Yosef, because it's a din deinaisa. Min HaTorah you mechuyev, you have to stand. And min HaTorah there's no such thing as lichatchila b'dieved. If the Torah says you have to stand, this man kriyas HaTorah, it's me'akev. That's the yesod of the Nebuki Yosef. So, Nebuki Yosef is very problematic. As the Prima Godin, as the Eli Rabbe, they all establish that it cannot be that the chiyuv to stand this man kriyas HaTorah is a din deraisa if the whole of kriyas HaTorah is a bonus. The Torah cannot tell you that you have to stand during a mitzvah where the whole mitzvah would be rabbanan. It's keilu. The Torah would tell you that when you're lighting Neilas Chanukah, you have to stand. The whole of Neilas Chanukah is a din rabbanan. The Torah can't tell me to stand during a mitzvah rabbanan. Similarly, Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah rabbanan. It's a very problematic nimukayisif. A third question is Rashi in Soito on Lamed Beis. The Gemara is discussing whether the Torah was given in many languages or only in one language. So Rabbi Yehuda says, HaTorah nitno b'kol loshon. It's a Gemara in few places. And the question is, what is being discussed? What does the Gemara mean when we say that the Torah was given in all languages? What halacha is negea this din? So Rashi learns in a few places, Beikin Soitel Amad Beis, Rashi says that this Gemara is telling us halacha in Kriyas HaTorah. The halacha in Kriyas HaTorah, that Kriyas HaTorah can be done in any language, it doesn't have to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Rashi says, Kriyas HaTorah b'beis HaKnesses can be done in any language. That's Rashi. Tosfos asks on him, in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin, Tosfos quotes Rashi and he asks on him, he says, the Gemara is having a deraisadik discussion because the whole continuation of the Gemara is concerning Krishna, all it's a whole deraisadik Gemara. So how can the Gemara tell us a deraisadik aloche that nemez the koloshin concerning Kriyas HaTorah if the whole of Kriyas HaTorah is Davonon? Ezra and Moshe were attacking Kriyas HaTorah. How can the Gemara tell us dinim, derabonon, a din deraisa of nemez the koloshin when you're discussing a mitzvah drabonon? So three questions, we asked three questions, we'll go over the three questions. The first question was that the Tashbet said that Kriyas HaTorah is deraisa, and therefore if a person made a shvua not to make Kriyas HaTorah, not to be a balkeira, his shvua is contradictory to deraisa. That is the question the Birka Yosef asks on him, Kriyas HaTorah Zabonon. The second question is, the Birka Yosef says that Kriyas HaTorah, the Amida of Kriyas HaTorah is the writer. The Prima Godim asks, the whole of Kriyas HaTorah Zabonon, how can the Torah tell us to stand? And the third question is the question that Tosfos asks on Rashi, that Rashi says, Nemez the Koloshin, there's a locha that Kriyas HaTorah, min HaTorah there's a locha that Kriyas HaTorah can be read in all the shinas, the whole of Kriyas HaTorah is only Midrabonah. These are the three questions. The Teret to Tosfos Kasha and Rashi at Be'er Sheva from the early Achronim answers, but before I mention his answer, I'll make one hakdama. This yesod of Reb Chaim Mibrisk. Reb Chaim, in his sefer al Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, says gevaltik yesod. He discusses the machlokes Rambam and Ramban, with the Tefillah, with the davening, is deraisa drabona. The shittas of Rambam is that Tefillah is deraisa once a day, every day, and the Ramban holds that Tefillah is drabona. Says Reb Chaim in his sefer, even the Ramban, who holds that Kriyas HaTeiro is midrabon, that Tefillah is midrabonon, says Reb Chaim, it's not the same kind of drabonon like Neiros Chanukah and Kriyas HaMegillah and all these other mitzvahs drabonon. A regular mitzvah drabonon has no connection with Deraisa. There's Deraisa and drabonon, and it's two separate entities. The mitzvah of Tefillah, says Reb Chaim, even according to Ramban, if a person is davens, he's mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. You're not obligated min haTorah to daven. The machleik is the argument between the Rambam and the Ramban is, are you obligated min haTorah to daven, or are you not obligated min haTorah to daven? But everybody's asking that when you daven, you certainly mekayim a mitzvah deraisa even before the Rabbanon obligated us to daven. When a person lights Neiros Chanukah, if one lights Neiros Chanukah before the Rabbanon made it into a mitzvah, so there's nothing in that lighting. After the Rabbanon made it into a mitzvah, so you did a mitzvah Rabbanon, nothing more than that. Tefillah, even before the Rabbanon told us to daven, Yuzichem Mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. When the Rabbanon came to be Mekayim us, they never introduced a new concept. They never introduced a new mitzvah. They said that mitzvah which already exists, min haTorah, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's a mitzvah that you're not mechuyev, you're not obligated to do. The Rabbanon came along and obligated you to do it. Which means that if a person does not daven according to the Rabbanon, according to Ramban, you were only over on a mitzvah Rabbanon. If a person does daven, then he is mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. Unlike other mitzvahs drabonon, that both the bitul and the kiyum are drabonon. That's what Reb Chaim says concerning tefillah, and there's a lot of chidushim which were said, and a lot of answers to many questions concerning tefillah which are built on the Reb Chaim. Just one quick: we know that Birkas Kohanim has to be not in the middle of the day. Birkas Kohanim has to be at the time of a korban, and even nowadays, Birkas Kohanim is deraisa, even though we don't have any korbanot. So the Gemara says we do it at the time of tefillah, because tefillah is like a korban. So they ask, according to the Rambam, that tefillah is deraisa. So Birkas Kohanim is deraisa at the time of tefillah deraisa. But according to the Rambam, that tefillah is drabonon, and because haTorah, Birkas Kohanim needs a deraisa dike korban or deraisa dike tefillah. So how do the two things fit together? So the Hemek Brocha says, according to Reb Chaim, even the Ramban holds that there's a tefillah deraisa. So the Birkas Kohanim always is accompanied either with a korban deraisa or tefillah deraisa. The Be'er Sheva says the exact same yesod concerning Kriyas HaTorah. He also starts with the same pasuk of the Tashbis. Kishem Hashem Ekrov Ugoidev Elokeinu. The Gemara says that Yimuchuyev to make a Birkas HaTorah Kishem Hashem Ekrov, the time of Kriyas HaTorah. The Be'er Sheva learned the same as the Tashbis and the same as the Mishkan Yankiv, that Birkas HaTorah is only min haTorah at the time of Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Be'er Sheva, if the Torah is telling me to make a bracha at the time of Kriyas HaTorah, the Kriyas HaTorah has to be deraisa. Says the Be'er Sheva, when Rashi said that Kriyas HaTorah nemez b'kol lashon min haTorah, Rashi does not mean that you're mechuyev to do a Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur min haTorah. One could, the tzibur can live for 50 years min haTorah without ever making a Kriyas HaTorah. But if they make a Kriyas HaTorah, they mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. They never mechuyev, they never obligated. But when they do it, they mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. Says the Be'er Sheva, the Torah tells us, when you are mekayim your mitzvah, you don't have to ever do this mitzvah. But when you do this mitzvah called Kriyas HaTorah, you have to make a bracha. You can't do the mitzvah without the bracha. I don't have to do the mitzvah, but when you do the mitzvah, you have to have a bracha. So says the Baal Shava, you see that the mitzvah is min HaTorah. What does the Gemara in Bava Kama mean when the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevi'im Bimei Moshe and Ezra the Dao Masakim Kriyas HaTorah, they never introduced a new concept. They never introduced a new mitzvah. They said that that mitzvah which already exists, the mitzvah called Kriyas HaTorah V'tzibur, which already exists, you're never obligated to do it. We're obligating you to do it every 3 days. Shabbos, Sheni V'chamishi. That's how the Be'er Sheva's Meyashev Rashi. Rashi comes along and says, when the Torah says, when the Gemara says that Kriyas HaTorah it's telling us that din deraisa, that Kriyas HaTorah can be done with Koloshen, and the question is asked, but ma'al chiyu to do Kriyas HaTorah is Rabbono. That's not schwer, because the Rabbono never told us we are making a mitzvah, go and do our mitzvah. The Rabbono says there's a mitzvah which exists anyway, there's a Kriyas HaTorah which exists anyway, that Kriyas HaTorah has got its parameters, it could be named the Koloshen. We just require you to do that Kriyas HaTorah which already exists. Midaraisa. We could use the Yesod of the Be'er Sheva to go with the Nimuki Yosef. The Nimuki Yosef said that about Koyre is Mechuyev min HaTorah to stand at the time of Kriyas HaTorah. But the Baal Koyre says, I'm not Mechuyev to do the whole Kriyas HaTorah. I'm not Mechuyev to do the whole Kriyas HaTorah. What's my whole Chiyuv? I don't have a chiv. Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole chiv is in the Jabonon. How can the Torah tell me that you have to stand at the time of Mitzvah Jabonon? The Torah says, obviously, it's true, only the Rabbonon or Mechayev. But when the Rabbonon or Mechayev, you, they said, that Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa, which has its parameters, it has its tsura. The tsura of Kriyas HaTorah min HaTorah is Ba'amidah. That we learn from the Pesukim. If you do Kriyas HaTorah, the yeshiva, you did not do that Kriyas HaTorah, which is a mitzvah deraisa. When Moshe Rabbeinu told me, and when Ezra told the people that every 3 days you have to do Kriyas HaTorah, they told us, do that Kriyas HaTorah, which already exists. Do it. But you obviously have to do it the way the Torah defined Kriyas HaTorah, because they didn't institute a new mitzvah. They told us, do that mitzvah the way it is. And that is the same parrot on the Tazlitz. When the Tazlitz comes along and he tells us that the content of your Shvuah is mitzvah deraisa, what is he saying? He's telling us that Kriyas HaTorah is deraisa. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, was Mesakim Kriyas HaTorah. True Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakim the Chiyuv. Ezra Mesakim the Chiyuv. But the mitzvah itself is a mitzvah deraisa. And if in any way a shvuah contradicts, even indirectly, even a mitzvah kiyumis, that's not a clear point, as I say, that's a separate issue, whether mitzvah kiyumis is a machlek is about that. But from this passage it's clear that even a mitzvah kiyumis, if your shvuah contradicts a mitzvah deraisa, even a kiyumis, it's considered that yoheva deraisa. So with this yisoid of the Be'er Sheva, we could be meyashiv all 3 questions. We'll take it a little weiter. There's a Mishnah in Megillah on Daf Chof Gimel. The Mishnah has a list of mitzvahs which have to be done b'tzibur ba'asoro. A whole list of things: Kaddish, Kedusha, Boruch Hu. One of the things which are mentioned there are Kriyas HaTorah needs asoro and Haftarah needs asoro. So the Ram on the spot asks, why does Kriyas HaTorah and why does Haftarah need asoro? Says the Ram, the Din Rabbono, the whole of Kriyas HaTorah, the whole of the Haftarah is the Din Rabbono. Rabbono were mesaken. When Rabbono were mesaken, they were mesaken that it should be ba'asoro. It's part of the takana. That's what the Ram says on the spot, both on Kriyas HaTorah and on Haftarah. The Rambam on the spot doesn't explain why Kriyas HaTorah needs asoro, but the Rambam says Haftarah needs asoro. Any idea that Rashi says, I don't know what the source of Haftarah needing Asoro is. He doesn't know why Haftarah needs Asoro, and he remains with the Torah here in the Rashi. It would seem from the Rashi that the Rashba understood why Kriyas HaTorah needs a Tzibur, needs a Soro. The Rashba didn't understand HaTorah, but he understood Kriyas HaTorah. The Ram understood that the exact same understanding why Kriyas HaTorah needs a Soro is a Torah. It's a Takon Rabbonon. The Takon was made for Tzibur. The Tzibur is a Soro. That's Kriyas HaTorah. That's a Torah. The same thing. What is there? The Rashba saying, the Rashba is telling us, Kriyas HaTorah can understand. HaTorah can't understand. It would seem, not Mukhach, but it would seem from the Rashba that there's an obvious reason, there's an obvious reason, maybe in HaTorah, that Kriyas HaTorah needs a Torah. HaTorah would not, maybe Kriyas HaTorah yet. We could possibly say that the Machloikas Rashba and Ram is along the lines that we've been talking. Really what we've established is that there's a serious machloikis whether the whole concept of Kriyas HaTorah is Min HaTorah. Rashi held that Kriyas HaTorah, the kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah is Deraisa. Tosfos asked on him, Tosfos obviously held that the whole concept of Kriyas HaTorah is Rabbonon, not like this Be'er Sheva. Then the Mekiyasif held that Kriyas HaTorah, the whole concept of Kriyas HaTorah is Min HaTorah. The Prima Godim held, no. The whole of Kriyas HaTorah, the whole concept is a concept mid Rabbonon. Rabbonon instituted like Neret Chanukah. The Birkei Yosef held that the whole thing is Rabbonon. The Tashba held, no, the Chir is Rabbonon, but the Chir is the right. So we've got an Achleikis down the line whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Chir Mitzvah Min HaTorah and only the Chir is Rabbonon, or the whole of Kriyas HaTorah is Rabbonon. This could be the Achleikis Rashba and Ram. The Ram holds the whole of Kriyas HaTorah is mid Rabbonon. So it has to be that the din of Asara is Rabbonon, so the same din, Rabbonon, which requires Asara, mid Rabbonon for Kriyas HaTorah, that's the Hezbo for HaTorah as well. But the Rashba held of this Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Hovu Goydel Elekeinu. The Pasuk is talking about a Kriyas HaTorah, the Tzibur, as the Be'er Sheva, as the Tashbetz, as they all say, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Hovu Goydel Elekeinu, that's talking to a Tzibur, that the person is Shem Hashem Ekro in front of a Tzibur. So the Musnuk of Kriyas HaTorah, the Tzibur already exists, they write it. So the Rashba says, I've got no problem why Kriyas HaTorah needs a Soro. Kriyas HaTorah needs a Soro, Min HaTorah. My problem is the HaTorah. So the Machlokes Rashba and Ram is along the same line. We'll go one stage further. Parshas Zohar really is not a regular Kriyas HaTorah. Parshas Zohar is a chiv on every yochid. But the chiv is to do it as a Kriya Mitoich HaSefer Torah. If a person is on his own, he doesn't have a tzibur, so he does a Kriyas HaTorah of Zohar on his own as a yochid. There is one shita. The Mogen Avraham brings the Tzumas HaDeshim and learns Pshat in Arosh that Min HaTorah you need 10 people for Parshas Zohar. The Chofetz Chaim in Sharatim asks, where's the Mokeh? Avu statements that you need 10 people. The Keren Meiro in Brochus, everyone's trying to say different Tirutzim. Where the Din HaTorah, where the Din Tikkur for Parshas Zohar come? Min HaTorah. According to this Rashba, if we can explain Pshat in the Rashba the same way as we explain the Tashbetz and the Mekiyosef, we'll have a Mokeh. The Gemara Megillah learns that the Din of Zohar has to be a Kriya Mitoich HaSefer. If you hold that Min HaTorah there's such a thing as called Kriya HaSefer B'Tzibur, so one could understand that when the Pasuk tells us that Pasuk Zohar needs a Kriya Mitoich HaSefer, that the Pasuk meant the regular Kriya Mitoich HaSefer B'Tzibur. But if there's no such entity as Kriya HaSefer B'Tzibur Min HaTorah, so when the Rosh of Apostle Zohar tells me that you have to do Mitoich HaSefer, so there's no union of Tzibur. So that Machlokes Rashba and Ram could be the Machlokes also concerning Apostle Zohar if Midoraisa you need 10 people for this Kriya. One last Nekuda. There's a mitzvah in the Torah called Hakel. Moitzei Shemitah, the year after Shemitah, the whole of Klal Yisrael get together, Chag HaSukkos, in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Melech does the Kriyas HaTorah. One could try a shayla. This Kriya, this mitzvah's Hakel, is the mitzvah a mitzvah's hakel, and the kriya which is done mitzvah ha-sefer is just a plat in the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is not a kriya ha-toyredik in mitzvah, it's a mitzvah's hakel. Kriya ha-toyredik is a plat l'man tilmed, it's a yichetim to l'man tilmed, l'yira is Hashem. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at hakel is, it's a mitzvah of kriya ha-toyredik. Just there's added plot into this mitzvah. There's added plot in the Ratzim in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the whole of Klal Yisrael. It's a Melech. It's Moshe Shmita. I would think that it's a Machlokes Tosfos and Magen Avraham. There's a shaila where the women are Mechuyev and Kriyas HaTorah. Tosfos says in a few places that women are Potur. The Magen Avraham brings from a second section that they're Mechuyev. Says the Magen Avraham, how can women be Mechuyev and Kriyas HaTorah? Talmud Torah is not for Nashim. Says the Magen Avraham, we find by Hakel that Nashim were involved to listen, they had to listen to Hakel, so therefore they have to listen to all Kriyas HaTorah. Tosfos didn't know that. I'm a foolish apostle. It would seem that the Machlokes Tosfos and the Magen Avraham is Hakel a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, but with added conditions, or it's not a Kriyas HaTorah to get in at all. It's a lot of Hakel. Kriyas HaTorah is just part of it, but it's not a mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah. The Magen Avraham learned that Hakel b'yesoide is a Kriyas HaTorah de Kedin with added protein, and therefore you can learn Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah from Hakel, and Tosfos learned that Hakel is a separate entity. This has an afkemina b'anoshim. I would suggest that this has an afkemina to everything we discussed today. If the Torah itself has a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah in Hakel, so it's muchrach, it has to be that Kriyas HaTorah is a din d'oraisa. The whole musik of Kriyas HaTorah cannot be that it was instituted by the Rabbonon. If you already see by Hakel, and the Magen Avraham is already learning halachas to every Kriyas HaTorah, you can see that the musik of Kriyas HaTorah exists already. So this whole machlokes that we've been discussing between all these rishonim, whether Kriyas HaTorah is a chetz, is a mitzvah deraisa, that the Rabbonim were mechayiv you in the mitzvah deraisa, or there's no such thing as Kriyas HaTorah min HaTorah. The whole thing was established by the Rabbonim, the Nafkemina would come from Hakel. If Hakel is deraisa, it has to be that the whole, if Hakel is a Kriyas HaTorah dikedin, it has to be that the whole Chiddush of Kriyas HaTorah is min HaTorah, and Rabbonim only added the obligation. But if Hakel is a separate entity, it's got nothing to do with a regular Kriyas HaTorah, so it could be that Kriyas HaTorah is Rabbonim. It's very interesting that in Hakel the Melech used to sit, the Mishnah in Zaytov, and then the Mikra Yosef asks the Kasha, how could the Melech sit? Kriyas HaTorah needs Amida. And the Yeshua's Yankiv in Kuf Mem Aleph, the Magen Avraham also asks the Kasha in Kuf Mem Aleph. And the Yeshua's Yankiv on the spot says, what do you want with Hakel? Hakel's got nothing to do with Kriyas HaTorah. Hakel's a separate mitzvah. It's all Leshitosan. The Magen Avraham, Leshitosan held that Hakel and Kriyas HaTorah is one din. Then the Mikra Yosef held that Kriyas HaTorah is one din. He asked the Kasha from Melech. All those who argued and held that the whole music of Kriyas HaTorah is Rabbonim, they all can answer like the Yeshua's Yankiv, that Hakel is a separate mitzvah. It's got nothing to do with Kriyas HaTorah.
Ja, da, die, da, da, schmei, rabu. Ja, muss ich jetzt, wie, am, dann, mach ich jetzt, wie, als,